So there's a big debate about whether they should open the schools because of COVID and because Omicron is so much more contagious. Omicron, the symptoms of Omicron are very mild, and they're like a cold. And a lot of people are saying that's good because that signals the end of the pandemic, because now we're going to become endemic and now it will just circulate. And the symptoms that it will present with are those of a cold, even though it's not, it's the Omicron cold. So people are really, really at each other's throats about kids going back to school. And I'm going to give you that. And they don't know the science. So I'm going to tell you the science. For children without a serious medical condition, the danger of severe COVID is so low as to be difficult to quantify. The risk of long COVID among children, I see a lot of people all of a sudden are experts on long COVID. I have long COVID. And a lot of people are super experts on children's long COVID who don't know a fucking thing about it. The risk of long COVID among children, a source of fear among many parents, is also very low. According to the CDC, among children, the mortality risk from COVID-19 is actually lower than from the flu. That's according to the CDC. That's from the New York Intelligencer. Here's what the CDC says. The evidence to date suggests that staff-to-staff student and student-to-student transmission are not the primary means of exposure to SARS-CoV-2 among infected children. So if a kid gets COVID, it's not because they got it at school. That's what this says. It's not the primary means. Kids are getting COVID, if they get it, other places. Several studies have also concluded that students are not the primary sources of exposure to SARS-CoV-2 among adults in school setting. So the teachers aren't getting it from the kids. That's what that says. That says they're not the primary source. That's what that says. That's the CDFNC. So people are still shitting their pants over their kids going to school so much because they're watching Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon scaremonger them to death. So they're going to tell you, people go, well, but the COVID is up and the hospitalizations for children with COVID is skyrocketing. Here's what Dr. Fauci says. We test anybody who's admitted to the hospital. No, this is a different guy. That's not Fauci. This is this other doctor. Awesome. He says, we test anybody who's admitted to the hospital for whatever reason to see whether or not they have COVID. And we're definitely seeing an increase in cases. However, we're really not seeing an increase in children who are hospitalized for COVID or in the intensive care unit for COVID. That's right now. So everybody's shitting their pants about kids having to go to school are just repeating propaganda from big pharma funded establishment news. Congratulations. You think you're on the left and you're repeating propaganda from big pharma funded establishment news. Congrats. And you're shitting on other lefties who are actually telling the truth about it. Congrats. You became Sean Hannity. Congrats. You became the thing you claim to hate. A repeater of big pharma propaganda while you shit on actual lefties. So this is from Newsweek article from November 1st. Throughout the 2020 spring wave, Sweden kept daycare and schools open for all of its 1.8 million children ages 1 to 15 with no masks, testing, or social distancing. What were the results? Well, zero COVID deaths among children and a COVID risk to teachers lower than the average of other professions. That's from Newsweek. And this is from the New England Journal of Medicine. Despite Sweden having kept schools and preschools open, we found a low incidence of severe COVID-19 among school children and children of preschool age during the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. That's the New England Journal of Medicine. It's not Jimmy Dore. But if I tweet this out, people will attack me. But they won't get mad at the New England Journal of Medicine. They'll get mad at me for showing them a fact from the New England Journal of Medicine. It happens every time I post something about COVID or this or vaccine, anytime. And so why do I, so now you know, now you're more informed and you can make those decisions about whether you want to have school in. Do you know the damage that is done to kids not being socialized in schools? We don't even know, but it's great. And I'm going to show you this. This is from July 20th, 2020. Nordic studies suggest open schools don't spread virus much. So they knew this in July of 2020. They knew this in July of 2020. And here we are in January of 2022. And the Chicago Public Schools Teacher Union are so fear-mongered, they just voted to end in-school, in-person school.
Can I ask you a question, Jim?
Yeah.
Is this, so that's pre, because, you know, now that Omicron, isn't Omicron way more contagious? I know people are
way more contagious.
So, I mean, is that probably what it is they're worried about Omicron? Whether, you know, obviously Omicron is less
yes,
severe.
Yes, people are worried that kids are going to get COVID, and I just showed you the risk they have from COVID.
But is Omicron a higher risk than when this study was
Omicron
taken?
A higher risk in what way, Kurt?
Just of contagion, not obviously.
So they're, yes, Kurt, they are at a higher risk of contracting the Omicron cold. Yes. Yeah. They are at a less risk for right. severe disease. So yeah, you're so what you're saying though, is yeah. we're using the word risk now to describe the symptoms of a cold. So kids are at greater risk of catching something that will present as a cold, if it presents symptoms at all.
Right.
So now you know. And they freaking knew this even before Omicron. Now Omicron is here. And a lot of people are saying this is the end of the pandemic because it signifies that the virus is mutated to become more contagious, less deadly. And so this is from July 2020. Nordic studies suggest open schools don't spread virus much. They knew this in July 2020. And I showed you all the stuff since then. That Sweden studies from November 1st, that was a Newsweek article. So here, scientists behind Nordic study have found that keeping primary schools open during the coronavirus pandemic may not have had much bearing on contagion rates. There was no measurable difference in the number of coronavirus cases among children in Sweden, where schools were left open, compared with neighboring Finland, where schools were shut, according to the findings. The study compares two countries that share similar societal models, including access to universal health care, but that adopted very different strategies to tackle COVID-19. Sweden avoided a proper lockdown, while Finland imposed tougher social distancing. Indicative data shows there is no difference in overall incidence of the laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 cases in children aged 1 to 19 years in the two countries. Contact tracing at primary schools in Finland found hardly any evidence of children infecting others, according to the working paper by the Public Health Agency of Sweden and the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare. This they knew before Omicron. What's more, there's no increased risk for teachers, according to the Swedish comparison, or cases among daycare and primary school staff compared with risk levels in other professions. It's not the first time researchers have raised questions about the merits of shutting schools during the pandemic. A French study last month found that school children don't appear to transmit COVID-19 to peers or teachers. This is from July 2020. Hannes Noyek, a chief physician at the Infectious Disease Unit of Finland's Health Authority and co-author of the Nordic Research, said that children get sick with COVID-19 much more rarely and less severely. She also cautioned that more data is needed and that children's role in the transmission needs further study. But for now, it would appear that their role in transmitting COVID-19 isn't at all as big as with other respiratory infections, such as influenza. So at that time, they passed the flu around more than they passed COVID around, according to this. After 2 months of remote learning, Finnish children returned to school in May, and national infection rates have continued to decline since then. But some countries have had dangerous outcomes when reopening schools, albeit for older children. In Israel, bringing students back to the classroom accelerated the spread of COVID-19 among middle and high school students. Israel's example underlines how countries' varying circumstances on the ground can make all the difference. The situation in Israel is very different, with a worse outbreak in society, but also bigger classes in schools and smaller rooms, as well as larger families. In a recent interview, Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S., he said the default position is that you should try to the best of your ability, with all considerations to the safety and welfare of children and the teachers, we should try to get the children back to school as best as we possibly can. Sweden's strategy for fighting COVID-19 remains among the most controversial in the world. Its decision to leave much of society open, including primary schools, has coincided with a considerably higher death rate than as the rest of the Nordic region. About 95% of those who have died are over 60. Swedish health authorities say they've managed to stabilize the spread of the virus thanks to citizens voluntarily adhering to social distancing guidelines. So that, again, that was from 2020, and now I gave you all that stuff, and now they say Omicron is more contagious, and now, but they don't tell them that Omicron is much milder. It presents the symptoms much milder. And even the more virulent or the more deadly strain, which was Delta, when it infected kids, you saw that it, what the New York Times said about it. That was about Delta. That's the more deadly variant that kids have a less of a risk from it than they do from the flu. And now we have an even milder version. And they're closing down schools to protect who? So there you go. I wanted to give you that info, and I should have showed you the video of Dr. John Campbell. Here we go. Ready?
Top five Zoe reported symptoms. So this is the early London data, right? Most common, runny nose. Second most common, headache. Third most common, fatigue. Sometimes the fatigue was bad, sometimes it was mild. Fourth most common feature, sneezing. Fifth most common feature, sore throat. The implication is obvious. If you have any of these and you've had colds in the past, you're going to think it's a cold, but it may well not be. It may be an Omicron cold. Need to get tested.
So there you have it. That's what people are locking down to avoid that. They think it's to avoid something more deadly. They're misinformed. Why? Because they're getting their information from the establishment. And they're getting their information from the establishment, corporate, Pfizer, Big Pharma-funded news programs. That's why. They don't know this. They hear words like, there's an Omicron tsunami. Oh my God, there's so many more cases. Look at all the cases. They don't know this. That's what they're locking down for. That's why they're closing schools because of this. And I'll play it for you one more time.
Top five Zoe reported symptoms. So this is the early London data, right? Most common, runny nose. Second most common, headache. Third most common, fatigue. Sometimes the fatigue was bad, sometimes it was mild. Fourth most common feature, sneezing. Fifth most common feature, sore throat. The implication is obvious. If you have any of these and you've had colds in the past, you're going to think it's a cold, but it may well not be. It may be an Omicron cold. Need to get tested.
How severe is the Omicron infection? This has fuel suggests Omicron cases are milder. Okay. So there you go. Now you go make your own decisions. And about what you think we should be doing with schools. I'll tell you what I think. We should keep them open and kids should be going to schools. Hey, come see a live Jimmy Dore show. We're in Los Angeles, January 7th and 14th. Then we're in Raleigh, North Carolina and Philadelphia. Go to jimmydorecomedy.com for a link for all tickets and become a premium member to get access to all our premium videos.